First Sight, the VAF, the Visual Arts Facility here in Colchester, is now just weeks away from opening. You've been very, very vocal in your opposition against the VAF, Mr. Russell. My question is, will you be attending the opening?
I believe I've been invited. I think it would be wrong. I sense that if I was there, that might be a distraction. Look, a lot of people have put a lot of effort into this. It means a lot to a lot of people. It's their big day, and I don't think they should have any distractions from what is their big day. It has been said I want the project to fail. No, I don't want it to fail. The last thing I want is for this to be an even bigger financial burden on the people of Colchester, the public purse, the council taxpayers, than it already has been and will be. You've got to bear in mind, it needs something in the region, I think, of £800,000 a year from the public purse to operate. That's on top of the 25, 26 million, principally from the public purse that's gone into building it. Now, look, I had a meeting in this very room with a principal VAF promoter before a brick was laid. Because from the very moment I went to that first presentation in the Mood Hall, I knew in my heart of hearts this was not financially sustainable. It was blindingly obvious to me this was not financially viable. And that was when the economy is better than it is now. And what I couldn't understand is why intelligent people, far more knowledgeable than I am of money, were so blinded by this nonsense.
But the money was there.
That said, when I had this meeting with the chap here, one of the leading proponents, well, what would you do, Bob, to try... How can we get you on side? And I said, it's quite simple. I said, get rid of those awful office blocks fronting Queen Street. Put your art gallery, whatever you there, build it upwards, not outwards, three stories, with a design in keeping with the character of a historic town. Ah, but we're required by arts councillors to have a iconic modern building. I said, OK, not a problem. You have a building with two sides. You have the face to the historic grid street pattern, which is compatible with that. And then you can have a design facing the bus station, whatever you want. More than that, I said, instead of having England's 300th publicly funded art gallery, you could have England's first bus station art gallery. And he looked at me and said, why can't people using the bus station have the art gallery around them? Why can't there be works of art to attract people? Are you telling me that people who use buses are not worthy of going into art galleries? And had he and others listened to me, the VAF, the First Sight, would have been opened 3 years ago, on budget, in other words, 12 million quid less than its cost. We would today have the most modern bus station in the country, and its unique selling point would be Britain's or England's only bus station art gallery. You can imagine people come from all around the world. What is this art gallery bus station, this bus station art gallery? They're not going to come over to see the VAF.
Which, to be fair to that point, on a very, very local level, nearby Trevor City now at the Hythe, that kind of model is in place. And so the Hythe station has got a lot of art and words around it on a small scale. But the money issue, it is a huge, tremendous amount of money. You know, we're talking 25, upwards of 30 million. But isn't there an argument that money, if it didn't go to Colchester, it was always ring fence and would have gone elsewhere, maybe Peterborough, maybe Cambridge, somewhere else?
I would have been delighted if this millstone had gone to somewhere else. I would have, because the council taxpayers of Colchester, I'm sure that their contribution, both in capital terms and revenue year on year on year, could be put to better use. For example, we're shutting, or the council wants to shut an old people's day centre. Today's Essex County Standard's got a big article about how the volunteer centre in Colchester could well shut the lack of money. The lack of money is almost petty cash for what's going to the VAF. And this is my gripe. Look, if I used to be chairman of the council committee, incidentally, which was had on its shopping list the provision of something, the visual arts. I'm trying to work out. We had a site off Culver Street. It was known as the Option site. It was bordered by to the west. You had the edge of Culver Square. To the south, you had the back of Templeries. To the north, you had the back of the shops in Culver Street. And to the east, you had the back of the historic buildings in Trinity Street. And the idea was that you would go through the historic buildings from Trinity Street, almost like Goodnight Sweetheart, if you remember that TV programme, and you then enter this most modern building, which would not be a blot of a landscape, it would be three stories high, into which everything that was required would be put. Sadly, where it all went wrong was that and I am going to blame an individual here, the then chief executive, Andre Hill, Colchester Borough Council, started ticking the various boxes of the Labour government about how you could have urban renewal and regeneration on the back of culture, the arts and what have you. And that's where it all went wrong. There's a lot more to this story because I needn't bore you with all the details, but the simple fact is that the blinkers went on, and from day one, I think the records will show, the only public person who voiced disapproval was the MP for Colchester to myself. In those days, all the councillors in all the political parties, and don't let Labour tell you they were opposed to the VAF, they were signed up to it. It was only when they realised, because I did surveys, which showed overwhelming, and this was before the financial situation relating to the VAF became public. This was just the concept, something that earned about 90% of the people of Colchester. Now, I do have my finger on the pulse of public opinion in Colchester, which I think is represented by the fact I've been elected four times. I'm the only non-Tory MP in the whole of Essex. And this is a financial disaster for Colchester. But I don't want it to be an even bigger financial disaster, so I don't want it to be an even bigger failure. Look, the people who operated First Sight Winds and Minories did excellent work, no question about it. What they had there and what they did with outreach, school work, fantastic, and that continues. But you didn't need the VAF to do that. That's the whole point. You did not need that building to do that. And I have been to an event. The VAF is already holding events. And the Haven Gateway Partnership, which is an amalgam of several local authorities in this part of Essex, North Essex and South Suffolk. And because it was held in Colchester at the VAF, the convention is the MP in whose constituency is, does the opening welcome. So I go to First Sight VAF, and I'm greeted at the door by Kath Woods, which I thought was very sweet of her, and I mean that sincerely. And I was shown into where this was, and just a few minutes before it started, and I did my words of welcome, and I quite deliberately did not make any reference other than what a wonderful place Colchester is. And the only thing it's perhaps lacking is, I said, park and ride and a decent bus station. So those in the audience who would have known would have known, and those in the audience from further afield who it would have not meant anything derogatory, because I thought it was inappropriate for me to make any comment at an event there where I'm the welcomer. I have to say, I was quite staggered at how much money had been spent for a building for which I couldn't quite work out where the 26 million quid had gone. You're looking at a building which is the cost of about 250 houses.
But we are where we are, borrow a phrase from maybe some of the people involved in putting First Sight in place. It is weeks away from opening. What is the future? What are your expectations?
I don't know what my expectations are, but I tell you what, if they really want my support, I can only give my support if they do things which are sensible. And I generally believe keeping a bus station there, as well as Osborne Street, because that is the place to direct tourist coaches. You imagine shoppers coaches, tourist coaches, whatever you, disgorging all their people at the First Sight VAF building. There's more likelihood of them going into that building particularly as admission is free, than if they dropped off anywhere else. You've got to bear in mind that the original concept, the Visual Arts Facility, was that it would be a landmark building, a statement, a iconic building, the rest of it. Well, it's so iconic that you can't see it until you get there. It's the only iconic building. Well, you can see it from the air. You can actually see it for miles away when you fly in on a flight coming into Stansted, Gatwick, or Heathrow. If you come in over Clacton, which is quite a broad part of the Essex coast, when they say Clacton, it's about 20 miles or 10 miles, whatever, I don't know. The one thing you can see on a sunny day is the gold roof glistening. But that is hardly going to get people to parachute out of their planes in order to go there. It's a landmark, iconic building that you can't see until you get to it. Well, the best thing to get people to it is to transport them there. And there'll be no transport there. So you've actually got to make an effort to go to the VAF. And I'm saying, look, what is more likely to get people to go to the VAF? Lawns and Flowers, where the bus station is now, or the bus station upgraded as the place where tourist coaches are directed, as well as some of the local buses, and have Osborne Street as well? Now, if Colchester Borough Council is serious about promoting public transport, if Essex County Council is serious about promoting public transport, shutting the central bus station, what's left of it, is madness.
But the arts do seem to play quite an important role in Colchester in recent years. So would your promotion of this be much more smaller scale things, such as the carnival, which was a huge success, it was resurrected. Mm-hmm. We've got early tomorrow the free festival in Castle
Park. I should be there.
Park. Is that your kind of promotion, flag-waving vision for the arts in Colchester?
I think it's all of that and more. And the notion that I'm some sort of arts philistine, I find quite insulting, actually. I love the arts in all its form. I love buskers. I wish we had had more in Colchester, and occasionally we get some real great busking acts. I remember for the centenary of the Castle Park, they celebrated it with they managed to get just about every busker in the country. I exaggerate. They have lots of buskers whose one and only performance was to come to Colchester for the centenary of the Castle Park. I love that sort of entertainment. I like it. When I was mayor, I had a May festival in Lion Walk Church Square there, and I had different local groups, schools, whatever, and I think it started at 10 in the morning, finished at 4, and I wanted to make that an annual event. One of my regrets is I never pushed that, because I think I should have pushed it. There's so much talent amongst the people of Colchester, particularly young people. Were you aware that we have in Colchester the United Kingdom's number one accordion orchestra?
No, I wasn't. No.
Well,
it's there.
Well, we have two of them. We have two accordion orchestras in Colchester. And at different times, one or the other is judged the best in Britain. And they're run by sisters, so there's a bit of sibling rivalry. So anyway, the year I was married, 1687, in the October of 1986, I had an oyster festival. And it included an accordion evening where both orchestras played in the Moot Hall. So one orchestra played the first half, next orchestra played the second half, and then they joined up for the finale. We've got so much talent in this town. People like Nigel Hildreth. We have a band that, an orchestra, the Cone, can't try to think of its full title now, for the people with learning difficulties and so on. There's so much musical talent in this town. The Headgate Theatre. Now, I like to think I had some involvement in getting that. I'll also just observe that's where my wife and I got married. That was our church, which is now a theatre. The Amateur Theatre, the Mercury Theatre, the Colchester Arts Centre with Anthony Roberts. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. Fantastic. And he and I, we worked together on a project earlier this year at the House of Commons. So, but the notion that because I am anti the VAF makes me an arts philistine, I find quite insulting. What does concern me is that there's a within the arts culture, there is a very elitist strand who even at this moment cannot grasp the fact that they are so unpopular and that they could retrieve part of the situation by saying, well, actually, it would help us to get people through the door if tourist coaches could deposit people at our door. Let's scrap the landscaping. We've got landscaping this side. Do we need landscaping? No, of course we don't. Let's be part of the community. Let's go out into the community. But they won't.